Hi guys, Kathy here. It's been a while since I've come on and done a live, but I do feel this is quite urgent and quite necessary to do a live about. Okay, for those of you that aren't aware, those of you that might be waking up, those of you that are awake, I know there's plenty of you that my feeds are getting out to that are awake, but for those of you that are currently waking up right now, the east coast of Australia is going to be hit with epic proportions of weather, rain in the next probably 2 weeks, anything from 3 days to, 10 days. I'm talking all the way from Melbourne up to Brisbane and inland. This isn't climate change. This is geoengineering. There is clear evidence that this is geoengineering. If you haven't been taking in your environment, it's quite clear when you look up at the sky and you tune in with your ears that things are happening. And when you dig a little deeper and you see the radar and you look at the sonic frequencies that are being targeted in certain areas to manipulate the actual weather, you will find that these floods are being done on purpose. Now, if we go back to 2018, just after our PM was voted in, you will recall that we had severe fires suddenly. And anyone who was on the ground and who knew fires said that those fires were not like anything they had seen before. They were coming from really strange directions. The trees were burning from the inside out, which has never happened, and it was disgraceful. When you dig a little deeper, you find the World Economic Forum, under the New World Order, Agenda 21 to 30, has listed most of the towns on the east coast of Australia as smart cities, and they wish to build a rail through the areas that were basically decimated by fires and are potentially in the near future going to be decimated by floods. Lismore being one of the cities that has been signed up for the Smart Cities program. It's easy. I can post all the documents underneath for you to be able to have references. Anyway, let's get back to what's actually really happening. So the idea is to wipe out most of the East Coast so that these cities can be built. Now, how are they going to do that? They're going to drop copious amounts of rain, flood areas, do it when it's king tides. And they have many, many other means to do this. What does that mean for the people? Well, it means that their houses become uninhabitable, and it means that they can call their emergency orders, which a bill has just been passed in Parliament that allows foreign troops, UN troops, who are part of the New World Order and the World Economic Forum, to come onto Australian soil and commit any offences towards the people of Australia under an emergency act without any liability of crimes against humanity. Now, that should be a massive concern for people. In Queensland, they have just extended the emergency act indefinitely. So what will happen is, and let's hope it won't happen, but this is what's planned. And we can change that, and I'll give you other ways potentially that we can influence that spiritually, mentally, emotionally. But this is the plan. Keep hitting the East Coast with floods. Floods, floods, floods. Wear the people down to the point that they are so exhausted, their houses become uninhabitable. And then come in with, so they make the problem. Then they come in with people like Resilience Lismore, Resilience Ballina, Resilience New South Wales. So anything that's got a resilience before the name You know that that's attached to the New World Order agenda. You know that that is a word that is being used by the World Economic Forum. They will pose as local community helpers and people that are helping, but they're actually part of the New World Order. Their job is to play the good cop within the bad cop, good cop scenario. So they'll come in, they'll offer a solution, and their solutions will be to help feed people and to sign you up to whatever government funding that they can offer you, basically $1,000 potentially, to help you, buy some food in the short term. But in order to do that, you have to have a digital identity. Now, in the meantime, your houses are inhabitable. So what's happened in Queensland right now? Well, today, Anastasia Palaszczuk has offered, right, to house displaced New South Wales victims to wellness camp facilities in Toowoomba. Now, she quoted, "It will safeguard against whatever comes in the future. We have these facilities for anything that may be thrown at us in the future." Now, what do these politicians know that we don't know? And why have they built these wellness camps? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they want to flood you out. They want to take your land, take your homes, take everything you own, put you into these camps. Now, if we go back to the camps in Germany, the people that went to the camps in Germany went there willingly because they were told they were going there for their own safety. And take your suitcases. It'll be fine. We're taking you there for your own safety. That's a massive alarm bell. Okay, a massive alarm bell. We have seen footage of the people that are actually making these cubicles for the camp, and there are gas pipes that go direct into every one of those cubicles. Now, we know that in World War II, when the war was declared over and the opposition went to, for example, Auschwitz, they found the death records of anyone who had died at Auschwitz. And on these records, it said that they had died of a disease. They claimed there was an outbreak of polio. They claimed there was an outbreak of some kind of disease that wiped out the whole camp. Are you seeing the similarities to what possibly could happen in our very, very near future? This is all a tactic to implement the New World Order, the smart cities, resilient cities, fast rails, get people into camps, potentially release the new strain of whatever under the guise that people may, it went rampant around the camps and it wiped out a lot of the people that are there, take the land, and then start their resilient cities with potentially the children, reprogram them again, and start anew. They want you out of the picture. They want us out of the picture. Now, this news isn't getting out to the rest of the world. The only news that's getting out to the rest of the world about what's happening in Australia is in the Daily Mirror in England. There was a whole piece done on how climate change was going to potentially wipe out a lot of the cities in the east coast of Australia. Now, that is planting a seed, it's called MKUltra, into people's minds. So when it does happen, when we get flooded out and they achieve what they're trying to achieve, they're trying to keep it quiet because what we are is we're the testing ground. That's why they're keeping it quiet. We are the testing ground for the rest of the world. If it works, if this weather engineering works and floods the shit out of us and the fires and whatever else they plan so they can displace and put people into camps, and I've told you the rest, then they've achieved it. They can then roll it out around the rest of the world. But they still have to tell the rest of the world in a roundabout way what potentially could have been the cause of what is to come in Australia when it does come. So they've written it as if it's climate change. Now, we know that little Greta Thunberg is a plant. She's a World Economic Forum plant. She's planted there to play the good cop, bad cop, so they can push their agenda of the new world or the climate change, okay? We also know that Grace Tame, now Grace Tame is the young Australian of the year. Grace Tame is also a plant for child sexual abuse, okay? What they want to do is implement in the actual schools a digital identity for each child for their own safety against predators, potentially within the school or out of the school, okay? Grace Tame has been used to pit against ScoMo, to make ScoMo look bad. Now, ScoMo's done his job. ScoMo's made his millions. He's had his contracts with Pfizer and Moderna, whoever else. He's made his billions. He's come in and said, okay, I'll play the bad cop. Albanese, you take over in the next election, because we know the elections are rigged. We know that no matter what we do and whoever we vote for, if we did enter into a contract within their voting system, is going to be put in anyway. These people are placed, and this has been planned from a grassroots level for this moment in time to implement the World Economic Forum, New World Order, Agenda 21 to 30. This isn't a conspiracy. This is there for you to see. Go to the World Economic Forum page. Go there, have a look, scroll through. You'll be quite surprised at what you might find. Now, Albanese has said that he will be, if he gets in, implementing the same laws that Anastasia Palaszczuk is using. What does that say to you? Australia, we are in shit. We are in big shit. I'm talking, we're going back here to World War II, World War I tactics on how to take people out. This is no joke. This is happening. It's happening in Lismore. The army, the SES are in there. They're not allowing volunteers who were there on the front line for the first 14 days before anyone stepped in and before any resilience groups stepped in. They're not allowing them in there anymore. They're going door to door and they're knocking on people's doors and telling them they have to go in there to assess if the house is livable. Now, they have no right to. They are a corporation and you are entering into a contract with them if you allow them into their house. So you have every right to say, I'm quite capable of deeming whether my house is safe or not, but thanks, but no thanks. See you later. All right? The aim is to get you off the land, into the camps, and God knows what after that. Build the smart cities and have full control over the population, where you don't have a right to sneeze, you don't have to have a right to buy, to drive a car, to have a say, to have any freedom of speech. They're desperately trying to push this agenda for gender neutral, and it's all part of this transhumanism nightmare. They're implementing into schools a resilience program. Again, that word resilience. We keep hearing that word coming up, resilience. Big red flag. They're really infiltrating the educational system. And they're trying to fuck with your kids' heads. They're trying to lower the age of consent and normalize pedophilia. Because the majority of the people running the show have a massive, massive investment in child trafficking and pedophilia. It is a huge pill to swallow. A huge pill. Yes, sure, it's happening in Canada. It's happening in lots of countries. Canada, Australia, the Commonwealth countries are the first ones to get hit. We are the ones that have been disarmed. We are the testing grounds. They're not going to try it on America first. They've got their guns. We don't. And we're pretty much, you know, she'll be all right. But we're not all right, guys. Australia is not okay. It is getting to the point where they are deceiving people to go to camps now. Under the guise that their houses are uninhabitable, and they're going to help them. These camps have barbed wire around the outside. They have roller doors that shut down on you every night. What next? There are planes leaving from Bankstown Airport. We have the numbers, we have the names of the pilots, and they are geoengineering planes. There are boats out at sea directing energy weapons to manipulate the weather. We can see it on the radar. They're like in the shape of a cone, and they do that. They do that. So you got to understand that this is no conspiracy, that this evil unfortunately does exist. I wish I was wrong. I wish for every child in this world, I wish I was wrong. For my own child, I wish I was wrong. But I know I'm not wrong. I'm extremely intuitive. I see things that most people don't see. I get shown it in so many ways, spiritually, mentally, physically, in every way I get shown it. And there are millions of us out there that have got shown it. There are millions of us that are speaking up, but there are not enough of us. There are too many sitting on the fence right now. And this is getting very serious. The whole of the East Coast, I'm giving you a warning. These floods are floods of epic proportions that are coming our way. Epic proportions. You weren't informed about the volcano that erupted or the earthquake that happened at Vanuatu last week that caused mini tsunamis in Avoca here on the Central Coast, in Bondi Beach. They have the machinery, they have the gear to set off earthquakes now. It sounds crazy. It sounds like, oh my God, how can humans be so, you know, advanced? And they have, and they've had it for years, and now they're using it, and it's very tactical. It's very tactical. It's all planned, and it's moving very fast to the point now it's got to the camps. Why do you think those camps were built? They weren't built to keep you safe from the boogeyman, which they call COVID. They weren't built for that. They were built for this. And until you realize that, then you're never going to wake up. We need you to wake up now. We know the Rothschilds, the Bushes, the Rockefellers. We know that the world is owned literally by these few families that run the banking system. We know they start wars and they fund both sides. We know that oil is what keeps this spinning. And we don't even need oil because we could have free energy through magnets. It's all an illusion. And until you pull that veil away and see it for what it is, then we are never, ever going to move forward as humanity. We have to move forward. We have to stop this genocide. So many people went blind, walked blindly with their kids and themselves to the gas chambers. That's phase one. We are now in phase two, weather wars. And they will keep hitting us like they hit Lismore and Ballina. Do you know what happened in Ballina? You want to hear what happened in Byron Bay? The people were told, you don't need to evacuate anymore. Go back to your houses. Then at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock is the time that they hit, when everyone's asleep and people are blindsided. It is how they do it. 3 o'clock in the morning, people woke up in their beds surrounded by water in the dark. No alarm went off. Some excuse that the alarm was broken. You don't think that all was pre-planned? Oh, go back to your houses. It's not a threat. You're fine. And then at 3 o'clock in the morning it happens, but no one gets a warning. Come on, guys. It's time to start seeing for what it is. I'm here fighting for my child. I've lived my life. I've lived a pretty good life. But I'm here fighting for you and your children and your children's children. Do you want them growing up in a society where they have absolutely no rights? Where their body is used as an experiment? Where at any time they could be shot or murdered? Is that what you want? We have to stand up. We have to change this. Look at your skies. Look at the planes that go over and back and over and back and spray the shit out of the sky and then drop heavy metals and toxins on you and your kids and on the animals. And then cause these weird kind of weather formations that they want to create, and they use sonic weaponry to dictate where that goes, and then boom. They're even using the words like weather bomb. Have you ever heard that? In your whole years when you studied geography at school, have you ever heard the word weather bomb used? Well, in the news here in Australia, they told us quite clearly that we were in for a weather bomb. Why do they use the word bomb? They want to get you used to it. They want to tell you what they're doing to you. They're literally dropping a bomb on you. It mightn't be in the form of arsenic. It might be in the form of what they used in your regular bombs to blow you up. But the destruction of these bombs is worse, if not 10 times worse, than a regular bomb, because they cover a much larger area. People's houses were under 12 meters. 12 meters. People were left on the roofs of their houses for days on end. People were dead in the cavities of their roof. They've said 4 people are dead. That's bullshit. At least 400 people have been accounted for up north. And this news isn't getting out to the rest of the world. What's getting out to the rest of the world is a preempted news saying that climate change could very well wipe out the east coast of Australia in the next 8 years. We need to wake up. We need to stand together. We need to say no to any resilience groups. Sorry, we don't need you. We don't need the government, the deception, the lies. The government only offered assistance 12 days after the floods the first time. They brought the army in and they made the army pose for photographs and then sent them back in their vans again, while the locals and people hired their own aeroplanes and helicopters to perform rescues. There were people stranded hundreds of kilometers out with no food and water for days on end. There were people that died that way. There were animals and livestock floating down the rivers. This is what's coming for the whole of the east coast of Australia and all the way down to Melbourne. Imagine that devastation. Imagine the dysentery that comes with that. They want that. They want us to be living in squalor and shit. So we reach out and go, help, help us, help us. Oh, that's okay. We'll offer the solution. First of all, sign up to our digital legislation, which will entrap you for the rest of your fucking life. And then what we'll do is we'll put you in these camps, because they're wellness camps. They've got barbed wire around them and security guards 24/7, but they're wellness camps. Guys, we are in serious, serious trouble if we don't all stand up to this and wake up to this. I'm tired of trying to tell you. I'm tired of people just not doing their research. If I can do the research, you can as well. If I can find the documents for Lismore Smart City, which is on a government website, if I can go onto the DEAN website, which is a government website, and find all the adverse reactions of children between the ages of 5 and 11 having strokes, dying of heart attacks, periods for six-year-olds. If I can go and find all of that, so can you. But you're lazy because you don't want to believe that this evil exists. It's fucked. Yes, it's fucked. It exists. And maybe I learned this very, very young in my life, and this is why I'm awake to it. But this is getting beyond serious now, guys. This World War II scenario, this Auschwitz scenario, is creeping in very quickly to Australia. And it's here. And it'll be gentle for the first while. You know, they'll just, you know, pretend everyone's doing great. And on the news, they'll put these videos of how happy everyone is in the wellness camps and how they've got like the two swan towels. It's like a resort. You're at a resort. When it's far from that. So it's time to stand up. It's time to get together. It's time to inform your families and friends of what's coming. We are in for a massive weather event. And it is designed to put people into camps. It is designed to get you off the land. And it is designed to build the smart cities, which goes under the World Economic Forum, under Klaus Schwab. And Scott Morrison was a guest speaker at the World Economic Forum. They are planted at a grassroots level. They are in your own councils. They have been planted for this moment in time. So we have to stop them, guys. Remember the word resilience, massive red flag. Massive. So get ready and be there for each other. Get some water in, because a lot of these people don't even have fresh water. Get food supplies in and share it with your neighbors when you need to, because a lot of these people do not know this shit show is coming. I wish I could come with better news. I wish. Will it affect the Bellin? It's apparently to head all the way down to Melbourne. So there will be areas that will be affected a lot more than other areas. But who knows if these guys are going to set off something out at sea that could just wipe out full communities. Who knows? But be prepared for 3 o'clock in the morning for when it's going to hit, because that's when it's going to hit. And your mainstream media and your news won't tell you it's going to hit. They'll tell you that it's coming and the rain is going to be bad on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then you'll think it's all over and everyone will relax. And then boom, people will wake up with water in their houses in the dark. This is what they did in Lismore. This is what they did in Ballina. This is what they did in Geelong, or up in Gympie. There are towns underneath water. There are towns that need our help. And the army, and the SES, and all these governing bodies are in there taking over. And now Palaszczuk has quite openly said she's offering them the camps. Wellness camps. Resilience camps. All World Economic Forum language. Guys, I can't even say vote out both parties. Like, they're both funded by the same. It's like Apple and Samsung. They're both funded by the same people. It doesn't matter if you do. Bring a pen, because it's in pencil. Bring a pen. But really, they're going to put whoever they want in there anyway. So I'm going to give you a solution spiritually. Tom Barnett has an amazing... There's an amazing man up in the Northern Rivers, and he's getting the word out there about what's happening. We are made mainly of water. Now, whatever goes on within us and the turmoil that goes on with us goes with that. Now, some of it is manipulated weather, and some is natural weather. They kind of work with the natural weather and then manipulate it to make it 10 times worse. Now, they're drying out places like Perth, and they're drying out places like Adelaide at the moment. Now, more than likely down the track, we're going to see fires in those, and like severe fires in those areas. And this is why they're doing that. So Australia is the target for the fires. and the floods and the climate change. But what we can do is we can set our intentions, because we are frequency and we are energy, and we have to set our intentions to say, we do not consent. I do not consent. Every time you see a plane, I don't consent. You're putting your consent out there. You don't consent. And you visualize. If enough of us visualize pushing whatever they're trying to push towards us out to sea and away from us, we might have some chance. But in the meantime, guys, it is begun. We are not coming towards the new world order. We are in the new world order. We're in it, and it's moving really fast. So I'm going to leave you there. I don't know if there's anything else I wanted to cover. I think I've covered everything. But if you've just signed on, have a look at this live. Go through it from the start to finish. Get the word out there. Share it. I'm putting myself on the line. You know, I'm putting my life at risk. This is how serious this has got. I'm putting my life at risk. I've been deemed potentially insane and locked up by getting this information out there. But I am willing to put myself on the line for the future of my child, your child, and every other fucking child in this earth. Because make no mistake, once they achieve what they're trying to achieve in Australia, they are going to roll this out in the rest of the world. You cannot have the attitude of, oh, it's not happening here, so. Please get the word out, share this, and know that we are the majority. They are the minority, but we need our brothers and sisters to wake up and start doing the research. We need you to wake up. Please, for all of us, please. All right. Bye, guys.